Good morning. Once again, I'm Randy Fiorini, Chairman of the Delta Stewardship Council. It is now 9 o'clock on Friday, November 16th. The primary reason for convening this morning is to receive public comment on the certification of consistency for California Water Fix. We currently do not have anyone present who has requested to address the council. But in the event that there are people who are traveling and have not yet arrived, I'm going to recess the meeting now until 9:30 to ensure that anybody on their way who's not here yet who wishes to speak has the opportunity. At 9:30, we will take whomever is here and then conclude today's proceedings. So, OSHA.
Good morning. If I might provide... I know. I need to understand your AV equipment better. Since we're all here and you've taken the energy to be here for the public, and I know there are a lot of interested public and there's just a lot of things going on right now and it's hard to get here. I'm sure there's a lot of people watching on their computers. I just wanted to provide a short public comment as a resident of Sacramento County since we're all here, if that's okay.
Well, I have a speech that I usually have to go through. Will you be here at 9:30?
I was going to try to get back to work to work on my submittal for Monday.
All right. You heard my speech yesterday, correct?
I did,
okay.
Yes.
Well, let's let that suffice for your purposes. Please provide your comments and so you can get back to work.
Thank you. I appreciate the accommodation. As I was mentioning, obviously, I've been involved in the process here at the council, and I've talked about the specific legal issues that my clients, the counties, and the local agencies of the North Delta are concerned about, and there are many of those. But I just wanted to provide a couple of remarks as a resident of the county and a Northern California born person. I started involvement in the Bay Delta Conservation Plan process in 2008, in March, and the thing that astonished me walking in that room, not knowing anything and not really having worked on Delta issues, was that it felt that it had already been decided what the project would be. At that point, it was a peripheral canal project with the open conveyance. And in addition, it was being shuttled up to a dark room at the 13th floor of the Resources Agency and really being on the sidelines. And throughout that BDCP process, all the people who represented local interests really were in the back of the room, and we were provided, you know, some opportunity to participate. But it was, unless we would sign the agreement saying that our clients assented to this form of conveyance, we really weren't allowed to participate. So, to participate as members of the steering committee, I should say. So what I want to point out is I know the council is tied to the Delta Reform Act and its policies that are enforceable. And that's the job of the council, and I think the council is very focused on that, and I appreciate that. I think in thinking about what the next steps for this project are, I hope that it's more than going back and trying to better answer the Delta policies that the draft determination has said this project can't comply with yet. I think more is required in the formation of a conveyance project. And I think the council was very careful in adopting its recommendations regarding conveyance, which don't necessarily apply here, to be careful that it was not selecting one particular form of conveyance over another. And I think there is a lot of interest among a large degree of stakeholders in finding a way to meet the goals of folks who do rely on water exported from the Delta. But it needs to be in a way that does meet the Delta Reform Act, the co-equal goals, and protecting the Delta as a place. And I am afraid that the project as currently configured wasn't designed to do that, And it will have a very hard time doing that in its current configuration. So I would urge everyone to think about how we could all get around something that would work better for everyone. And that's my hope going forward. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to address the council at this time? Then we will recess until 9:30 and reconvene then. Good morning. We'll now reconvene our public workshop to receive comments orally and or in writing on the Council's draft findings regarding the appeals of the certification of consistency for the California water fix. Is there anyone present who wishes to provide public comment? Okay. Then one housekeeping item before I close the hearing. For those of you who wish to purchase a transcript from the court reporter, I would just remind you that California Reporting is the company providing the court reporting services, and they can be contacted at 510-224-4476. Hearing no further requests, we now close the public comment portion of this workshop. Council members have anything they wish to? Okay. Then I would like to thank staff, wholeheartedly thank staff, all the parties, the Delta Protection Commission, and interested persons. Some of you have traveled a long way and taken a significant amount of time of your day to share your comments with us, and we appreciate your contribution to this very important public process. In order to help us in this process, at this time, I would like to direct staff to refine its draft findings based on the materials submitted by the parties and taking into consideration the comments received over the course of the workshop. As a reminder, we will be receiving written comments through 5 p.m. Monday, November 19th, and those will be included in the staff consideration. That is, unless we hear from the department that it has chosen to withdraw its certification, in which case we can resume early consultation. In the next draft, I request that you make particular mention to my statement yesterday and the theme of time that I mentioned, including the tremendous amount of time spent by council staff on this record before us, a record that, because this project was brought to the council too soon, unfortunately falls short of on substantial evidence in key areas. A quick reminder that we council members and staff remain subject to the ex parte communication prohibition on this matter. This workshop is now adjourned. Thank you.